Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotion is called Civil Discourse. After Luke tells us that two factions had formed in the early church about what to do with Gentile believers, he says in Acts 15, verses 6 and 7, that the apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter with much debate, he says. What do you think that this debate between groups with opposing positions sounded like? Did people get offended? Were there any slammed doors? Were there tears? Doesn't that seem to be how impromptu debates tend to end these days? Or maybe they were people who knew how to have a meaningful discourse while keeping things civil. The word civil means courteous and polite. I got to thinking, what if courteous and polite were the adjectives that news outlets use to describe their work? CNN, the C stands for courteous. Or Fox News, really polite. The sad truth is that courteous and polite doesn't attract viewers the way that inconsiderate and rude does. Imagine if there were an alien race of intelligent beings that didn't quite have the technology to visit our planet, but were only able to learn about us by listening to American news channels. And yes, news is intentionally in quotes there. What would they assume about the state of human-to-human public discourse? Would they assume that we are a reasonable race of people? Would they be excited about coming and sharing their ideas with us? I would have to guess not. They would probably assume that there were no such thing as civil discourse on this planet, especially when people disagree. Would you blame them for coming to that conclusion? Unfortunately, civil discourse, especially civil disagreement, is not only lacking in news outlets, it's sorely lacking between family, friends, and sadly, even in churches. We have bought into the lie that people who disagree with us are our enemies and that we need to fight them. However, this couldn't be more antithetical to the way of Jesus. Professor Richard Mao, who happened to be one of my professors in seminary, has lived as an example, an excellent example, of someone who can disagree and remain civil with those he disagrees with. He's written multiple books that encourage Christians to do the same. In one called Adventures in Evangelical Civility, he writes, "Our civility is grounded in a genuine conviction that we have much to do by way of preparing for the city that is to come. Practicing a calm and steady humility is not merely a way of biding our time until the end time arrives. It is itself a crucial way of anticipating the final chapter of the narrative, an important preparation for the eschaton." What Dr. Mao is suggesting is that our civility isn't just a helpful way to stay out of trouble in today's world, but it's a crucial signpost of the kingdom to come. Gentle, calm, courteous, and polite humility is the way of Jesus. It's my prayer that you and I would become people who practice real civility, especially with people we disagree with. That's my prayer for us and for you. God bless and have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.